What's up, babes and bras? I'm playing catch up. I went on vacation over the weekend. It was very nice and much needed. So I put together this little mini episode of some of my favorite bits from an episode I did with my buddy Kendall a long time ago. It's been in the vault of mine. But I just wanted to put together something really quick because I'm behind. I missed a couple days. But because of that, I'll have this little mini episode, and I will also, if you check back in on Friday on my YouTube channel, I will have music. I will have me playing a song. I don't even know what I'm going to do yet, but it's going to be a song up there, so I'll be having my music out there as well as podcasts. So I hope you enjoy, and let's get to it.
Like, I don't want to skydive. I don't want to try it. No. Like, dude, if you go skydiving and you jump out of the plane, and something goes wrong and you splat on the ground,
yeah,
good, dude. Like,
yeah, well, I think everyone who skydives accepts that. Like, I would try it maybe one day.
You jumped out of a plane.
The one that gets me
with
is
nothing but a rope and a sheet to hold you. Like, what? You're gambling with the odds right now.
You are. But yeah, the thing I don't want to do is I don't want to be strapped to somebody else for my first, like, however many jumps. Because, like, what if, like, they fuck up?
Is it five jumps?
I don't know. I haven't skydove?
Dude,
skydived?
Even the ones that are, like,
bungee jumping,
kinda,
though.
Kind of dickish. And, like, say something false just to freak you out.
Just, well, as quiet as you can be while you're falling through the air. But just, like, oh shit.
And just, you're like, what?
Nothing.
And he's like, what?
No. Nothing. Ah. Bungee jumping freaks me out more because, like, once when you skydive, you just jump out, and then you're done. Bungee jumping.
Yeah.
Not only are you risking whiplash,
yeah,
every dude, time you go up and down, you're like, bam, 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 and then you're just hanging upside down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, by your feet.
Just so
wanna.
Much blood rushing to your head for who knows how long.
Thank you.
Oh, dude. Oh, hey. Back tattoos, bro.
Like putting, like buying.
Especially your last name on your back.
What are you going to forget and then not be able to remember because you put it on your back?
Unless you put it on his back backwards and you just, like, no, still, like...
I think it's...
Right before he leaves, he just gives it one last glance. Got it.
I want everyone behind me to know
who I am.
I think it was a comedian who said this. I don't know. I've heard it somewhere. It's not my quote, but it's like buying, like, a really expensive painting and then putting it in your great-great-grandmother's garage that you'd never go visit. what are you doing, dude?
Okay. Another pet peeve. I've been wanting to tell you, like, pet peeves of mine lately.
Yo, just list them all.
Another pet peeve is, I think it's a common one between many groups of people, but people that, for instance, cut you off.
Continue.
And then yell at you.
Dude. Oh, man. There's, okay.
Excuse me?
So, one time, driving home from work, like, there was this guy, and he was, like, I was behind him initially,
yeah,
and he was in the left lane, which is where you're legally supposed to go faster than the speed limit. he was driving under the speed limit. So then I get over, and then I'm, like, dealing with the other cars in front of me in the other lane, and then I finally get in front of him, and then he starts pacing me. Like, what are you doing? And then he, like, starts driving erratically, and then he cuts me off and is yelling at me through the window. Like, you don't get to drive too slow and then get mad at me when I drive faster than you and then again, drive slower than me. Like, what are you doing? Or there's one lady on the freeway who, like, going down the on-ramp, I passed her doing 50 on the on-ramp. So that means that she was going slower than that.
Yeah.
And I ramped up to 50 to just pass her. And then, like, she then wove through traffic to get into the very left lane, yeah, where she doesn't belong. Just drive slow. It's fine if you want to drive slow. Stay on the right. But she didn't do that. And then, like, so I would get over, like, you know, just try to get move through traffic. But she would, like, keep following me. And then we eventually got next to each other. And I'm going to drive faster than you. And we both know this. So why are you trying to race me? Stop trying to race me. I drive 80 miles an hour. And then, yet, like, you know, she'd get all aggressive. And I was like, what? What are you doing? Like, just why? The traffic here is so stupid.
Yeah.
It's all so retarded.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Infuriating. Oh, dude. It's not even anywhere special. It's just, like, you're still in the Inland Empire.
Yeah.
You don't have to drive, like, what you're doing is important. But everyone should drive like everyone is in a hurry all of the time.
So, like, everyone's late.
Yeah. Like, if you're late, he's late, the person behind you is late, the person in front of you is late. Drive like it. Everyone's late always. That's how driving should be. I can't stand, like, stop-and-go traffic. You know, if there's an accident or, like, the cops are on the road or, like, whatever happens, fine. If, like, there's something impeding the road, I get it. I'm still going to yell until I find out, but I get it. Stop-and-go traffic is so stupid because it's literally someone just not pressing on the gas pedal. Just drive the car. Just drive the car. Ugh.
Tell me how you feel, bud.
That's how I feel. Just drive the car.
Are you a fan of, I don't know. Are you for wrapping gifts?
Like
Christmas presents or birthday gifts? Like wrapping are you for gifts? Wrapping them?
I don't have a strong opinion on the matter. Are you, like, against it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, gonna give it to you. Take it. Now,
like, just you take. You want to see them?
Don't care.
Dude, I don't know. Dude, what you're
like,
say,
don't care. But I don't so care. Hard.
Just here. Just here. Yeah. No. I like the pragmatism of just giving somebody the thing, but I also understand, like, the ceremony of Christmas, and, like, oh, unwrap your gifts under the tree, like, you know, Christmas Eve open pajamas. It's pajamas every year. We always know, but we still always open the bag because it's spending time as a family together, opening our Christmas gifts on Christmas Eve, getting our pajamas ready, and then, you know, so, like, I get that, but also, you could just give me the pajamas. Just hand them. I know what they're going to be.
Hey, if it's for your kids,
hand them to me.
If it's for your kids, wrap your kids' presents. Like, I'm sure when I have kids, I'll wrap their presents till the day I die. And I will be so not wrapping other people's presents. I will use the unused paper for them on my kids, and I will wrap their one present they get a year in millions of unwrapped paper. And that's what I will do for my kids.
When you first said wrapping gifts, I really thought that you meant a soundless, like, video, yeah, of a dude rapping, like a clip from a music video, but no sound. I thought that's what you meant. I was like, what?
Like a boomerang of Busta Rhymes. Like, oh my gosh. No, not quite.
But I spent $80 on a hoodie, just a regular old hoodie. Just because I really like
hoodie.
I never would do that, but I just really liked the company. I still do. They're the Elm Company.
Like, would you spend
I would never buy an $80 hoodie ever again.
Would you spend, like, $90 on a white T-shirt?
No, and if you do that, you're, see, like, stuff like that is why I think when you get lots of money and you don't have to think about spending $90 on a shirt, I think it makes you stupid. Because you like do things like give Kanye West $90 for a white t-shirt. That's so insane. Like, it's just ridiculous. Or like all the companies on Instagram that have like ads for clothes. I'm like, oh, that one's cool. And then it's like $200 for a jacket. And why is the jacket $200? Or hiking pants, super thin, like synthetic material or whatever. And it's like $150 for this pair of pants. Like, what? Why? That's retarded.
And have you seen some of like the outfits that are considered like in like the fashion runways? Like,
so dumb. So dumb.
It's weird because I see those outfits on the runways and I never see anyone wearing them.
It's because you don't understand that if the runway is like, it's art and it's about the concept. And no, it's not. It's just stupid.
Just dead stare. Okay.
Moving on.
Like, I back into my parking spot every day, and it's because of where the sun hits on my lunch break. It's shadier if my car is facing the opposite direction. So does backing into a parking space when it's easier to get out of that way.
No, I've been with people.
Are you Liam Neeson? What's the rush? Like,
everyone should drive like everyone's like
they go into a parking lot, there's like no other cars around, and then they just reverse into a parking spot.
That's annoying. And those are the same people who just have to back into every parking spot.
Yeah, those
are
the people
in.
I'm talking about.
Like,
but yeah.
Have you ever seen a picture? Look up a picture of the lunar lander and tell me it doesn't look exactly like a
lunar
meth head
lander?
Street fort.
One of these?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Pull it up. Okay, you're going to tell me that thing, that went to space,
dude,
on a rocket and landed on the moon?
You build parts for rockets, Josh.
That's a meth head's tree fort.
Dude. So, you can look up lunar lander in museum on Google, and it's the first picture.
Dude,
a meth head's tree fort?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Pretty spot on.
Okay, but the femur is, I think the biggest bone in your body?
Yeah.
That's your thigh bone.
Yeah.
So, I would imagine your fingers take quite a bit less, because I'm pretty sure they're also softer than your thigh.
It requires less than 200 newtons to bite through a new carrot, or a raw carrot.
Less than 2,000?
Yeah.
Can 100% do
less that. Less than 200.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then, yeah, you could absolutely bite through your own finger if you were determined enough. Or a psychopath. Or one of those people who are born without the ability to feel pain.
Crazy.
That's because, like, you know that guy that James Franco movie's about? 4,000 hours or 40 hours or whatever. I don't remember the movie. I didn't see it. I saw the documentary like 10 years before the movie came out where the guy like cuts his own hand off because it's crushed in a boulder.
Is it 127 hours or 27 hours? It's got to be 127 hours.
Is it?
Because why would it be just a day?
Well,
would it just
how
be?
Long is 127 hours? 24, round up to 25 times 5. That's... So 5 days is 100 hours. So 6 days. Yeah, you could live that long, I think, if you were healthy.
Which, I mean, if you're doing that type of stuff, you probably are.
Probably. But I would also imagine you'd get pretty sick.
Yeah.
Of being stuck beneath a boulder. Dude, I remember that guy talking about doing that, and he said, like, the worst part wasn't, like, sawing through his skin and stuff. It was when he got to either, like, the nerve or the tendon or whatever, and he had to, like, basically snap it because like his I'm pretty sure like his knife or whatever had been gotten dull by that point. So he had to like roughly saw through it, and he said like it was like someone took like a torturous, I don't know, it like it burned.
Jesus.
Really, really bad. Yeah, just imagine. Oh dude,
nope, can't imagine.
Wow,
that's insane.
Oh, here's the thing, just I'm dealing with at work a lot lately is I probably touched a bit on this last time, but it keeps happening, so I'm going to say it again.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't as someone who's not certified as an electrician with 2 years of experience, half of the first one being cleaning and organizing up and not really doing any actual electrician work, I shouldn't have to explain to anyone anything. It's like, because I'm still learning, I shouldn't have to tell someone who's been in the trade for 32 years how stuff works. And then the other thing is, like, if I see something wrong, I just fix it. I just fix it.
Yeah.
This fucking meth mouth idiot, he'll, like, stop me from what I'm doing in the moment and then bring me back over to where I was an hour ago and then be like, oh, just like a little thing, like, oh, you got to make sure these wires are tied all the way through. The inspector, you got to keep them off our ass. Trust the plan.
Trust the plan.
And it's like, okay, then why didn't you staple it? Because he, like, we've been doing hotel rooms, and the way it works is, like, you put up all the boxes for the outlets, and then you drill holes for the wire to go through in the walls, and then you put all the, you rope the wire through the walls, and then you do all the makeup. So he's doing most of the drilling, and constantly I find, like, oh, there's no hole here. Oh, there's one hole here, but I need a bigger one for this other piece of equipment that has to get ran next to it. Like, just all the time. And I never say anything. I mean, so at this point, I'm doing it to myself a bit because I should just be like, hey, dude, do your job.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I'll just grab my drill and put the hole in there and then run the wire and then move on. Why do he just endlessly – that's what people are – people do this all the time. They just endlessly bitch because that's all – you just want to complain. And just – what are you going to do about the problem? Yeah. Do something.
Yeah.
I hate that so much. Tell me about the thing that she did earlier that she said.
You ever had a girlfriend or, I don't know, just someone that you may have been interested in seeing, whatever the fuck, maybe, like, kiss all over your face or maybe even lick your face, and then you wipe it off, and she's like, are you wiping away my kisses and my love? Oh, my mom's love? Like
that. Yeah.
Hey, shit's gross, okay? I don't want it. When I get out of the shower and I'm dripping wet, I dry off. Why would you ever think
that I just want your slobber that I'm all just going
to leave the wetness on my face? When I'm sweating, I like to wipe that off too. It's gross, okay?
It's very gross.
Don't it's want it.
It's very gross.
Oh, but I don't usually get grossed out.
No, you just wipe it off.
No, yeah, like it's gross, but it's like, dude, oh, come on, what the? Yeah, it's whatever. I don't usually get grossed out by things, but then she said that, like, when she, like, she licked my face, she could feel my stubble on, like, her tongue. And then she said it's like the stubble was scraping all the tongue plaque off of her tongue.
Oh, Jenna!
And I felt the deepest shiver down my spine and felt revolted. Is that a word? I don't know, but dude, I'm getting goosebumps right now talking about it. Disgusting.
That's the one of the most horrific sentences I've ever heard, dude, in my entire life.
Just like the visual I get of it, just like,
I was thinking, it was like, oh, it feels like a cat's tongue or something like that. No, scraping the tongue plaque off.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah.
Why would you say that to a person?
So yeah, now we can wrap this shit up. It's been fun. Thanks for coming over and talking. And
anytime.
Let's
anytime
do something.